Zois diya mitzvah. So to run, Peseda v'yachanan, kach matzosi kosev, v'lanimtsev esform shlonu. Rashbi said, we don't have it there. But I call upon him, some had it written there, and we don't say it. Yadrun the Yadurin. Besef Yimiyo, also these things are written there, and we don't say it. Chomesh, the pas negev. Yim, the chigoyel. Yeah. Halin, ksivim, like Kriyim. These are cases of things that are written in the Chumash, written in the Psukim, and Aloch L'mashmish sin is that we don't read it. We don't have the Kriy on this. Omer Rabbi Acha Barada. P'marovo in Eretz Yisrael paskin lahadin psuku l'tlosim psukin. They took this one posuk and divided it up into three psukim. They made three psukim out of this one posuk. The posuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe, hinei anochi bo'alecha b'yavonin." They took this one posuk and divided it up into mamish three psukim. Omer Rabbi Chomer Barachanina, loyeshe Moshe ela mitzalosin shaluchas. You know how Moshe became rich? Moshe became rich because when he broke the luchis, Hashem said that tzelos, the broken pieces of the luchis, belong to you. And from the broken pieces of the luchis, that's how Moshe became rich. Shenema, the pasuk says, psoil lecho, shnei luchas avonim, kerishonim. That means to say, like, carve out new luchas like the first ones, but tzelosan shelecho yehei, that the first broken pieces belong to you. That's how Moshe became rich. Amar Rebbe Yosef Rav Chanina, La nitnu Torah le Moshe ulezaroi. Really, when Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, He only gave it to Moshe and to His own children. That's all, not to the whole Klal Yisrael. Shenema the pasuk says, Psoil lecho, write the luchas for yourself. Psoil lecho, maf sulosan shelecho, just like the broken pieces belong to you. Af kisvan shelecho, who was in the writing of the Torah of the new luchas, is also only for you. But Moshe Noag bought Tova Sayin. But Moshe Rabbeinu by himself had a good eye. V'nosno li Yisrael. He gave it to Klal Yisrael. And V'yolo b'kos avoyim on him, the pasuk says, Tovayin u Yivorech. Person that has a good eye should be blessed.
Yeah. All right, turn over.
So, kids, the Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his Tovah Sayin, he taught it over to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Said the Gemara, is that true? We just have Sukkim not like that. Moshe Rav Chizda, the pasuk says, "V'oisi tzivu Hashem b'isahi l'lamed eschem." So, what's Mash? What did Hashem commanded me to teach you Torah? So, Mash, Moshe had a tzivu from Hashem to teach Klal Yisrael Torah. So, Terah says, "No, v'oisi tzivu Hashem commanded me to learn." But me, myself, I taught it to you. That could be pshat in this pasuk. So Rav Ran says, Alma, ta Hashem tzivo lelamed es Yisrael, mafakina no, v'ani lochem, that Moshe himself did it. Okro hachikoma, v'yoysi tzivo Hashem v'yisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to learn Torah. V'ani nosati et libi lelamed chukim eshmotim, and Moshe Rabbeinu by himself took it to heart to teach Klal Yisrael Torah. But it could be like we're saying now, that the tzivu Hashem gave it to Moshe, but Moshe gave it to Klal Yisrael. Right, another pasuk says, Rei limadati eschem chukim u'mishpotim kasher tzivani Hashem u'lakai. So also, limadati eschem chukim u'mishpotim, mashma Moshe has to teach. Now the Gemara again know, Oisi tzivu Hashem commanded me, v'ani lachem, and Moshe by himself taught it to Klal Yisrael. Another pasuk says, V'yato now, Kis v'lechem as Hashir Azois, write down Hazinu, and teach it to Klal Yisrael. So Mashma Moshe had to teach the Shira to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara Nechnami, Ashira Lechud, could be only the Shira. The Shira, Hazinu, that was a tzivu Moshe to teach Klal Yisrael. But the rest of the Torah of the Emerson, Moshe didn't have to teach Klal Yisrael. Moshe did it on his own. The pasuk says, Leman tiyu li Ashir Azois, liyed bivnei Yisrael. So Rashi says, Vi shiru levadakama, mai sadu sika. So what's the edus over here? Ela pepula biyalma. So Rashi nosen le le Moshe, vunog bo tove sein li Yisrael. Pepula biyalma is like this, the actual Torah tak is masking Moshe received to give over to Klal Yisrael. But the Pepula the Alma, that's the Moshe, like the Torah Shabbat Peh, but the papula, the understanding of the Torah, that was Nosan al Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the papula, the explanation, the talking of the Torah, that Hashem gave to Moshe. V'noyig b'toy v'sayin l'Yisrael. And that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Klal Yisrael. Omer Reb Yechlin. Yechlin says, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu ma'ashra shchinosoi, elo al gibor, v'yosho, v'chochem, v'yonof. Hashem only gives a person the Shechina, gives him Ashuras Hashechina only on the person that's a Gibor, a strong person, a rich person, a wise person, and a none of a humble person. The Kula B'Moshe, we all learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu had all these midas. Gibor, how do we know Moshe was strong? The Yechsev Yifreshes Oil, Ala Mishkan, that Moshe spread over the tent, the covering over the Mishkan. The Yom Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirsoi, the Moshe Rabbeinu spread out the tent, the cover over the Mishkan. Well, Siv, it says, Esther Amas Sarach HaKerish. It was 10 Amas tall. So, Rashi Ran says, Alma Moshe Gavoya, Esther Amas Moshe was at least 10 Amas tall Hoya. The Chivet Shergoda Kokach Mestam Gibor Hoya. It was probably even so tall, he was so strong also. Fred Gemara, maybe no, Ema Diyarach V'Katin. Maybe true, Moshe was tall. He was able to cover something that's 10 amas high, that's around 15 to 20 feet tall. So maybe Moshe was very tall, but who says he was strong? El of the Gemara says, Min Adain, from this Pasuk, Min Adain Kroa. The Pasuk says here, V'yes Poish V'shnei Haluchos, V'yashlichan, Mi'al Shtei Yodam, that I'll grab onto the two Luchos and I'll throw them, V'yashabram and I'll break them. So Moshe Ben himself held on to the Luchos and threw them down. For Tanya, we learned like this, Haluchos Orkon Shisha. It was tall Shisha Tvachim. The Rochbon wide Shisha. The Yivyim Shloisha Asa. So Mashma was very heavy. Rashi. No, Tosfos says here, and therefore the Hutzrach Letovon Bakaka Bakoy Godel. He had to put them into the ground with the Koy Godel. That was pretty hard. Right. Kofan, that's the right Moshe was strong. Fighter. Yeah. Osher, what's the right Moshe was rich? Because of Selachov, Selosin Shelachov, Yehei. So Moshe became rich from the broken pieces of the Luchas. Chochom, how you know Moshe was smart? Rav Shmuel, the Armut of Ayu. Chamishim Sharim Bina Nivru Beilam. There were 50 Sharim gates of dargas of understanding. The Kula Nitla Moshe. Moshe had 49 of them. Chutz Chosrach is only missing one. One midah, the 50th midah of Chachma Moshe was missing. Shneimer, the Pasuk says, "V'ta'achsereyo miyat melekim." That's to know exactly. They say the 50th Madrega is. He said, "Pasuk he was missing a little bit. He was missing the 50th Madrega." Some say that's the Madrega to understand clearly the Drachim of Hashem. Why Hashem does things. Like these things we don't understand. Why a Mullah Tzaddik, you see, has it bad, a Rosh has it good sometimes. We don't know why Hashem does these things. That's the 50th Madrega of Chachma. That little bit Moshe was missing. But everything else Moshe had, that's the right he was a Chacham. Honor, what's the right he was a humble person? To save the Pasuk says, for your ish Moshe, honor of miyoid, Moshe was out of midah of. And the first one speak out there, what's like of shot? What do you have to be rich and big for to have Nevuah, to have the Shechina? Like this time, it's to be a Chochem and a Nonah, we could understand. But what's so great? How come you have to be a Gibor and you have to be a rich? But some of the first one, Chaim Shlomo Zal used to want to say, that the pshat is, the Yikam Mid here is to be humble. That's the Yikam Midl. Now the pshat is, if a person is weak or a person is poor, it's nothing to be humble. Like you have nothing. The Raya, the what shows, that you're really a humble person is if the person is rich, and if the person is smart, and if the person is strong, and still he's a humble person, that shows that he really has the midah of anava. So the main thing is the midah of anava. Just if you have all these other things, that really shows that you have the midah of anava. All the Nevi'im were rich. How do we know this? Mimosha, Umishmuel, Umeyamas, Umeyena. Yeah, we learn out from these. Mustam, since these were Mustam, all of them were already. What Moshe d'chsev loychamor echad mehem nesasi, even loyagro lafukiman d'shokab loyagro el dafilu biyagro. May even was paid and not to take anything. You see, he, even though he worked, he didn't take pay. You see, he didn't need that money. For the Gemara, Dilma Mishum Diyoni Hevi. Maybe because the other rabbi, he was a noni, he didn't need the money. He didn't have any use for the money. So Mara says, Elo, Mimsel Lechot Salos, like we had before. Mimsel Lechot, Hashem told Moshe, the broken Luchos is Salos and Yehesh Lechot, you should have them. That's the Raya, Moshe was rich. Shmuel, Dechsev, Hinani, Onobi, Neger Hashem, Neger Mashichoi, Eshor Milakachti, Bechamol Milakachti. That I take anything away from them. He didn't take the pay. So he mashmi didn't need the money. But the Mar no, Dilma Dioni have maybe because he was so poor he didn't need the money. Hello Mihacha. But the Shavoisir Ramosa, Kisham Vesai, the Yomarova, Komokim Sholom Vesimai, wherever Shmuel went, he had his bias with him. The master was rich, he had money with him. Omar Rava Godo Mashnema Vishmu Yesi Mashmi Mashnema Vishmoisha. Tila Moshe Ksiv, Lechamarechem Yam Nesosi. Tiafilo Bishar, I didn't take even the pay. Yilo Gabishmu, Afilo Barotzel Lesochri. Tiksiv, Ayemel Yashkoni, Yibler Ritzosoni. Almost Tiksiv, we have to buy Yamas was rich. Says Vayan Namas Vayemer, Elamatio, Lenovia Nechim, Ben Novia Nechim, Kibaikwa Nechi, Boilam Shkamim, Kumitragim, Rab Yosef, Hari Mori Gisi, Hanov Shikramtali Bishafosa.
In other words, the Targum explains that it meant to say that he was the owner of flax, and he possessed the type of a tree in the valley, so Kitzvah shows that he was a rich person. This tree Shkamim. Now, Yoina, how do we know Yoina was rich? It says, V'yitein Tzchoro, he paid the fee and he went on to the ship. So how much was the fee? For Rabbi Yechanan Shenosan Tzchora Shel Svina Kula, he paid for the whole fee of the ship. And Amar Rav Rumnis Tzchora Shel Svina, how much was the pay for this ship ride? Have a dalad alpayim dinre dahaba. It was 4,000 pieces of gold. So that was the ride. Yehuda was rich. For Amar Rav Yechanan Betchila Hayomaisha Limud Torah. To the beginning, Moshe was learning Torah and he forgot it. Until finally, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to him for a present. Shneim the pasuk says, "Vayiten el Moshe ki chalois ledaber itoy." Mashma, "Vayiten Hashem gave it to him for a present." All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding the Lamed Chesam and Aleph from the bottom by the Mishnah. Mishnah says the same thing, V'zon es ishtoi v'yes bonuf. That if a person makes an issa neder, that he can't give the other person any enjoyment, still he's allowed to feed his wife, the guy's wife, and the guy's kids. Even though the father, the husband, has to feed his wife, his kids, still you're allowed to give him money. So the Ram learns chat here, Afilu k'rabbonon as, even though that rabbonon for the Hanan. The Torah's mitzvah skin of Leiva Torah's peroin shabal shechaim zanaseim. That here the word is when you're paying off the guy's wife or the guy's kids, you mean to do it the same mitzvah like a mitzvah stalker. So therefore, what you're doing now is the same mitzvah. Therefore, you're allowed to give them money. For lo yizan es pehemtoi. But if you made an issa neder that you can't give this person Reuben any enjoyment, you're not allowed to go feed his animals. For lo yizan es pehemtoi. Vein tumei vein torim. Whether the animals are tumei, a pig, whether the animals are torim, a cow, still you're not allowed to feed them. Rebbe Lezer Weimer, no, zones are tumei. If the animal is tumei that he can't eat it, then you're allowed to feed him up. Because it's not called you giving him direct enjoyment, he can't eat it anyway. But vienna zones are torim. By a behema torim, there he agrees that if you feed the animal and make him fatter, what is he only going to do? He's going to shecht it and eat it. So he's having direct enjoyment from you, that's awesome. Omruloi, Chum said back. The Chum said back that no, Ma bein tmei l'toru, what should be the difference? Omruluhu, the answer is, Sha tahoro nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shalot. There's a big difference. An animal that's tahor, l'maisa, it ends up that the says l'sh nafsha l'shamayim, but it means zikr is that gufa shalot. That l'maisa, he's allowed to eat it. And when he eats it, he could have enjoyment from the food that you put in there. Mashenkin of Tumeya, an animal.